So, beach break like strength. Oh, like it's on a beach. It's unlike any other festival because all of the festivals are just in fields and stuff. This makes it stand out because it's different. But some of those would be that it offers more than just music. They offer like skiing and bobsleighing and stuff. So people can do that while you're not watching bands play. Some of the weaknesses of Beach Break Live. Oh, look. Is that it's a festival based around sunny weather. So if it rained, the atmosphere of the festival wouldn't be really good. And a lot of the activities they offer would have to be cancelled because it won't be able to happen in the rain and this is the night some of the festival goes. It doesn't have a huge reputation like some of the festivals, is it? Like, it's just a relatively small festival, only like 20,000 compared to 100,000 or so will go to Glastonbury. So it's not as well known as them and for this reason couldn't get as many customers. Some of the threats to Beach Break Live, that so many festivals in the UK means there's a lot of competition for it. And like I said, with it not being well known, it might not get as many customers. So like, it's kind of worrying for them. Because of the festivals take on bigger acts, such as Foo Fighters and stuff like that, Beach Break Live can't really compete with acts that big, so they have to settle with like not as big acts, and people might not want to see them as much as they do with the big ones, so they won't go to Beach Break Live. There's a lot of opportunities for Beach Break Live. For example, they could widen the target audience rather than just focusing for university students, people who just graduated. You could focus for like more people who need to relax rather than have just graduated, like people in uni as well and people in college and stuff, or even older people who need to just relax for a weekend to get away from it all. Make themselves more advertisable, because before we started in this uni I'd never heard of it, so I don't imagine many people have, apart from people who go often. And then by doing that, they get more people to come to the festival and target audience with the game. It's a better opportunity for them because they'd make more money and get bigger acts and stuff because they'd be able to afford more to pay for them. So, like, yeah, they should advertise better.